This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A major retailer has responded to customer demand and is pulling a racy women's magazine from its check stands. A former writer for Cosmo, who essentially switched sides, Sue Ellen Browder now writes for National Catholic Register, emphasizes that all the stories she wrote about sex and supposedly liberated women were entirely fabricated. If you shop Walmart, take note of the missing Cosmo magazines and thank your store manager. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments concerning gag orders blocking the release of videos relating to significant public interest. Those videos fuel allegations that the abortion industry illegally traffics in human remains from abortions. One of DeLayton's attorneys says that no appeals court has ever avoided full review of such cases, nor have they allowed lower court gag orders to stand because of the legal maneuvers of those who are alleged to have committed federal crimes. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Legal abortion is not needed to make women safe, says an OBGYN in Ireland. Dr. John Monahan says Amendment 8 has never endangered any woman's health care. Government bureaucrats, and now legislators, want Irish voters to consider repealing pro-life constitutional protections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.